The Bible talks a lot about other creatures. But nowhere in Scripture you ever find an angel. God got archangels. He got Michael and Gabriel. And then he had Lucifer. He played the fool. But no angel, no other creature, God ever said that he raised him up and made him sit together with Jesus but us. Check it out. We are the crown of his glory. It's kind of hard for believers to get it, but we are sons of God. That means we are just like God. What do you mean? We're in the God class. We are the highest creation, the highest creature in creation that God created. But because of distorted, foul, let me see how to say that, Lord. Because of mind that been contaminated, spirits was separated, and minds and our minds was contaminated with darkness. And when people get born again, many did not get their mind renewed, so they kept thinking like they were thinking before they got born again. Brought a conflict between their spirit and their soul. And when God said you're a new creature, you said, no, I'm not. I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. God said you can do all things through Christ to strengthen you, but you said, no, I'm weak. So you know, see, you got your mind all warped with sin, the effect of how sin affected it. So you can't think like God. And any kind of pressure, temptation come, you don't get on top of that and say, no, I'm not accepting you because God said I'm a new creature. I'm just like my daddy. I can, whatever God said, I can do it. But no. You know, we'll talk, well, you know, Arthur, he's going around, old rider. And I'm getting old now, and my mind getting weak, and I got Alzheimer's. We know all those words, but we never say that I have the mind of Christ. Many won't. And I have the mind of Christ. You mean when I get old, the mind of Christ get weak? Come on, y'all. So I want to go through these and point some things out. I don't know how long I'm instructed to deal with this. And some other thing, God prompt my spirit. And for this year, if you're going where God wants you to go, you have to get your mind renewed. You know, you're going to have to accept what God has said and stop arguing with God. Stop trying to figure out yourself. God said it, he already fixed it and he already got it fixed. You don't have to figure out nothing. Just accept it and begin to meditate on it and tell yourself, I am who he is. I can do this. This is who I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we looked up this word life. I looked it up both in the Hebrew and I looked it up in the Greek. So let's look at it. I went through this a little, real fast last week, but we're not going to do it this week. We're going to take time and examine some things. The Hebrew word life in this setting is... And I'm doing the best I can with these Hebrew words, sheh, and I'll spell it so you can say, well, he mispronounced it. Well, then you help me out then. Sheh, C-H-A-Y, sheh. And here are some of its meaning. The word sheh, which means in English, life. And see, and I want to talk about life, the quality of life, the manner of life. And I want to talk about the highest kind of life. And that's the one we want to really dwell on. So it says, the meaning of it, first word to give, living. You're alive. You're moving. Alive. Having life. Remain alive. Sustain life. Live prosperously. Live forever. Be quickened. Revive from sickness, discouragement, or even from death. Jesus was brought back from death. Martha and Mary's brother, Lazarus, was brought back from physical death. He was given back life. Okay? Or even from death, the next word for life, vigorous, fresh, running water. You know, if you're thirsty and you're about to faint because you're thirsty, that water is life. Can you agree with that? I saw a story once that these people was traveling, they had a wreck or something happened. And they was out in the desert and nobody knew they were there. They were so thirsty. And one girl did die because she didn't get any water soon enough. It was so bad, they tried drinking their urine. Now, you as long as you're doing fine, see, a lot of times we're doing so fine, we don't even know it. We just take things for granted. But you get in a situation, now when I was in Vietnam, we got in a situation, because in Vietnam, it's hotter there than it is here. It gets up to probably somewhere around 115 degrees, it can get that hot. Only different from Vietnam and here is that they don't have the humidity that we have here, But it get real hot. One time we was out there we were sent on a mission. We were supposed to come back, but we were sent on a mission, and because Delta Company got into a firefighting, and we were the backup platoon to Delta, we were Bravo. And we were sent to bag them up, and in the process, we ran out of water, and the chopper was late to come in. I didn't know water was so precious. And when it's hot like that, out in that ball hot, you know, that sun, and then it was late that night, I guess around 9 o'clock that night before we got some water. I didn't know water is precious than gold. Gold couldn't quench that thirst. And so let me go on. I don't want to waste the time. He said, fresh, running water, by life. Listen to it. By the life of. As one live, as used in oaths of exclamation of livelihood, life, refreshment. Now watch this. See, it's covering all, and we're going to look at this. It's giving a definition which covers life. Okay,